Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Duncan, it's the Official Coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Very good morning to everyone out there. It is right at 7, 7 on the dot. Good time to review your auto and home insurance with the Buell Insurance Agency. Tony Rasiopi, 1/2 hour from now. He's a quarterback guru, great coach. Kenny Pickett's private instructor, too. He instructs all kinds of quarterbacks all throughout the country, both college and pro quarterbacks. So he'll join us coming up at 7:30. Right now, though, our guy, Jeff Hathorn, he joins. We're the Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family, and we're pleased to have Jeff right now. Hello, Jeff. How you doing?
Morning, guys.
Morning to you. All right, before we move it forward into Buffalo, if you would, because we haven't talked to you since the Steeler game just the other day against the Jets, paint for me from your eyes the surreal scene, or was it not surreal? How was it just after halftime when you saw Kenny Pickett and he didn't have a baseball cap on, he had his helmet on, he was warming up, and you knew the inevitable was about to occur? Tell me what you felt in that stadium.
Well, it was kind of a typical halftime, and the national photographer is right outside in front of the press box, and he's turning around and he's banging on the little glass and he's pointing to his head, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, the hell is he talking about? Like, what's going on? And then he points down to the field and he points to his head again, and we saw Pickett's got the helmet, Trubisky's got the baseball cap, and it's like, oh wow, it's on. And I have to go outside to the rotunda to do these updates for CBS. And so I go out to the rotunda, and pretty much during the first half, there's sporadic people through there, and they're kind of, you know, lukewarm about this game. They kind of get the idea. Larry makes the announcement, and all of a sudden it's like 3-4 deep on the rotunda, and people are fired up for the first time in that stadium. Like, there was excitement. You could feel it. It was really cool. I mean, even he threw the interception on that first drive, and you still heard chants for Kenny. Like, it was exactly what Tomlin said that the team needed, but it was also what the fan base needed. There was a spark there with this team, or at least with this offense, finally.
Jeff, James Daniel, spoke to the media yesterday, and he said that Kenny Pickett has really full reins to the whole playbook. He has the opportunity and the chances to change plays whenever he wants to, and lets them know where to go and what to do. We saw that Mitch Trubisky didn't have the full reins of audibling at the line whenever he was in. And we actually saw Kenny audible at the line whenever he got into the game a couple times. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that the handcuffs were on Mitch so much and then not so much on Kenny whenever he got in?
Yeah, I think Mitch had the whole playbook as well. I don't know if Kenny, you know, could have audibled out of some of those calls. And maybe it was just a call he could have. I just think there's a swagger with Kenny. There's a presence with Kenny. And players are talking about it after the game, along with what James said yesterday. Like, he walked in the huddle, the guys were like, okay, this guy's been here before, even though he hasn't. Like, there was just this presence about him. And I think there's he brings a confidence. And I think it's kind of like this. It's almost like Mitch was playing not to lose or not to make a mistake. And Kenny's just like, screw it. I'm going to throw deep. I see somebody open. I'm going to go for it. If it's picked, it's picked. Not that he wouldn't want that second interception back, but he's going to take more chances. And he brings a little bit more of what you're looking for, I think, overall from a number one quarterback, especially from that standpoint.
Jeff, in the immediate aftermath of the loss up in Cleveland, Mike Tomlin basically chided all of us, media and fans alike, for even thinking that he might be considering a switch at the quarterback position. When do you think he really actually seriously started considering going to Kenny Pickett Was it a knee-jerk decision on Sunday? Was it something that he actually built towards throughout the week?
So from a practice standpoint, it was nothing that he led on to the team or anyone. I mean, Mitch was there with all the first team reps. I think probably going into that weekend after the Cleveland game, those thoughts had to enter his mind, like, hey, we might need to make a switch. Hey, let's, you know, make sure Kenny's up to speed on the whole offense. But, you know, Mitch is still our guy. And I think there is truth in what he was saying. Like at halftime, he's talking to the other coaches, or at some point in the first half of like, man, we've got to make a switch. And halftime is the good place to do it because he could sit down, have a few minutes with Kenny as opposed to just doing it on the sideline. But I bet you at some point in that first half, he's like, okay, you know, we've got to do something. This just isn't working.
Do you expect a different Kenny Pickett if he has, and he will, a full week to prepare here, Jeff?
I think we'll see very similar to what we saw in that second half. I mean, probably a little bit, because I don't think he was out of rhythm. Like, he didn't look like he had just walked in and guys were like, oh, who's this guy? Or we haven't played, but, you know, it didn't seem like there was any of that at all. I think it's going to be similar, and I think what we'll see is similar. We'll see him make mistakes, but we're also going to see him take chances. I think that's just who Kenny is. I mean, he'll use his feet a little bit. I think we saw a little bit of everything with Kenny Pickett in just that half of football.
All right, we've talked a lot, and by the way, Jeff Hathorn joining us. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. We've talked a lot about the quarterback, about the offensive side of the ball. Don't let it gloss over what's going on defense, because that's a big story. One, I thought the offensive staff from the New York Jets absolutely gave a clinic to the Steelers' defensive staff. But two, what's it going to take for there to be maybe personnel changes? I'm tired of watching Spillane run out there and Robinson in street clothes not getting a game. Things like that. Are there some personnel changes coming on defense at all?
Yeah, the last time we talked about Robinson, which was a couple of weeks ago, like, he still hadn't figured some of that stuff out, that they were comfortable with him making adjustments in-game yet. But I agree with you. I think we're getting to that point, and I think that's where – I know Deontay Johnson walked it back a little bit, but that's where I think this team has to think about, how do we get back to being a championship team? And it's not like a rebuild, say, with the Pirates, where you could bring up all these minor leaguers and try them out. I mean, you basically have the team you have, but there are certain areas where you can explore with different people, starting a Montrevious Adams. You know, running younger guys in the secondary and trusting a Witherspoon, which obviously they did. And at some point, I think Robinson is a, you know, let's see what this kid can do in a game. Maybe if we have to dumb down the defense a little bit, let's do that. But, and I don't think, I think people think automatically, well, then you're just playing to lose. Well, no, at this level, because of the rosters, if you make a change or two, that doesn't mean that you're not trying to win still. You're just looking at the future while you're playing that game, because you're not turning over an entire roster. But yeah, I'm with you. I think Robinson is a guy I'd like to see. And there's, as we go forward, there's probably a player. I can't wait for Calvin Austin to get off IR just to see what he could do at an NFL level.
Jeff, very high level question for you right here. Do they make a change at punt return?
No, I don't think so. Cause Deontay's really their best, and I don't think they want to put him out there in those scenarios. The only chance I could see is maybe it starts with a change at kick returner with Calvin Austin once he gets healthy. But man, how many times do we see guys, and I think a lot of us, myself included, and Gunner's just been a big fat zero this year.
Jeff, what do you expect these next 4 weeks? Our Fan Morning Show Twitter poll yesterday leaned towards 1-3. Even more people leaned towards 0-4. I think that seems to be the lean in the room right here, right now. Would it be a wild success for them to somehow win more than one of these four games?
If they split these four games, that would be I would be shocked. I mean, three of them are on the road, and you know, maybe the Dolphins don't have Tua, so you catch a little break there. I don't foresee the Bills falling into any kind of trap of overlooking the Steelers. I don't think Tampa is necessarily a great team, but, you know, They've got the devil at quarterback. And, you know, that Philadelphia team is just rolling right now. Yeah, I mean, one win, you might count your blessings. Splitting would be pretty remarkable for what we've seen in the first four games.
Jeff, do you think that the Steelers, if Mitch Trubisky didn't have the ability to audible and Kenny Pickett does have the ability to audible and they sort of had the reins on Mitch, do you think that they made a mistake starting Mitch from the beginning of the year if they're going to give Kenny Pickett, the rookie quarterback, these kind of freedoms?
So it's a good question. I think for the veterans in the room, so I think in the offseason the Steelers are sold on, man, you know, TJ and Cam and Minka on this defense will keep you in games. So you get this mentality, the offense just can't lose it for us. So in the offseason, this offense is, whether it's directly or indirectly, hearing, don't make a mistake. And I think it got into Mitch's head, especially knowing he's got a first-round pick behind him. Man, if I make a mistake, I'm out. Like, in order for me to do what I want, which is be a starting quarterback in the NFL, I can't make a mistake. And he played that way. And I think that's more what hampered Mitch. Is he, until that throw to Pickens, you know, there were very few opportunities where he took a chance where anything could be intercepted, which, again, in a way is good. But he just didn't – he wasn't playing to win. He was playing not to lose, whereas Kenny seems to have this mentality of like, okay, I mean, you could bench me, you could do whatever, but this is the way I'm going to play.
Last thing for you before we let you go. Categorize, in your opinion, in your educated opinion, because you're at practice, the run game to this point. You tell me what you think about the run game.
I think it's coming a little bit. Baby steps. And we saw a really good half in Cleveland. I think we saw some progress. I think it's right now from a production standpoint, I mean, I'm continuing to find ways to get the ball to Jalen Warren. I think, you know, Najee went, 70 yards in that game? So he had his best game numbers-wise. I think he took a little bit of load off his mind by saying what he said, that, hey, it's on me, not the offensive line. I thought he ran a little bit better. But I think as the line starts to come, they're running the ball better. And I expect that to continue, and I expect Jalen Warren to continue to get opportunities. Not more than Najee, but to continue to get opportunities.
Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, we thank you as always. We appreciate it. We will talk on Thursday.
Thanks, guys.
Jeff Hathorn, three double entendres with the Steelers run game. Yes, bringing it straight to us.
I missed the third.
Yes.
I got the two.
There were three. There were three, right? Crowley, three double entendres with the run game.
Yeah, the Steelers run game is coming, and you got to spread out the load.
And then the third one.
You're not supposed to.
There was a third one with a line.
What was the third one?
It was the very end. There was a third one with a line.
A happy ending.
Yeah, no, but he.
It's not the Patriots.
Yes, or the Browns. Yes. So, anyway, there were three. Working them in. It's early. Got to get them in. Get it in while you can. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates remind you to text responsibly. You know, that is one thing, though, in all sincerity. It is going to be week 13 or 14, and we're still going to be yelling into these microphones, why is Jalen Warren getting three carries? And then we're going to be in the offseason and say, well, it's just Mike Tomlin coaching like Mike Tomlin always coaches, and it's the people and everybody, and maybe even me too, need to realize, like, it's never going to change with Mike Tomlin. He's just going to use one back in a heavy balance. And we saw how you can use two backs like the Jets have, and I hate to cite the Jets as doing something right, but I think they are doing something right in what they're doing.
Maybe the Jets are okay.
You know what? You're right about
honestly,
that.
Honestly, I mean, they split this division for two games. Maybe they're decent.
That's a good call.
The quarterback's going to get killed, though. The quarterback has no idea when to just close up shop on a play. And I think there are too many times for me he makes Wilson. Looked like, again, Fran Tarkenton. He's all over the place. He's running around. He turns his back to the scrimmage line, though, too much, and does a total pirouette. He's going to run into some real bad dude that weighs 290 pounds, and he's going to get a free helicopter ride at some point because of it. That's the one. I cringed a couple times when I was like, all right, if there's a backside rush end that's just because the guy's not so fast, he's not going to over-pursue. He's just going to be standing there waiting. and just drill him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one part. I wonder if he makes it through a season.
Yeah.
He might be on all the highlight shows getting just walloped. But that's what makes him go, too.
He needs to take one good shot that just knocks the wind out of him and doesn't actually hurt him and just reminds him, okay, I can only do so much here, mm-hmm. and I need to keep my head about. Because you're right. If he takes a legit one that knocks him out, I mean, this is already a guy who's dealt with one significant injury.
But I do – he never quits on a play.
No, you got to like that.
I really like a lot about that guy. And he made a couple throws. You know, they're talking about how the Steelers' defense was bad, and it was. He did make a couple throws. There was one that was sliding over the middle. The receiver was sliding over the middle. It was a third down throw. It was a pretty big throw. And he has some zip on the football.
Yep.
And then, I mean, he did the gritty at an away stadium.
I mean, to me, he's the perfect New York Jet quarterback. You know, he's kind of exciting. He's kind of out there. You know, he has some storylines to him. That's kind of what the Jets quarterbacks usually are supposed to be like, in my opinion.
To Warren, though, he ripped off a 14 or 16-yard run, and then he wasn't tapping his helmet. They said, you're out. Why can't he – that is the one thing that bothers me about Tomlin or the offensive staff, whoever's calling that. Why can't you stay with a rhythmic running back? Why can't a guy get 14 and then get pumped the rock again, even if he only gains two? What he might gain 14 again. Why not? Running backs all the time talk about feel.
Yes. He's such a situational running back. I think in Canada's eyes, it's like, all right, he's going to be in on this series, it's second down. And then after that, he's coming out. Well, he's never going to be in on first down or something like that.
I hit a 3-1 trip down the floor. I'm spotting up and get it to me again.
Yeah, there's never been a running back in the history of football who didn't get going in a rhythm and
want
to continue to get the ball.
That was just bizarre to me, how they went right away from. He disappeared. He had a 14 or 16-yard run, and then see you later. All right, J.J. Watt, he talks in our Breakfast Bites. Tony Rasiopi, he's a quarterback guru in New Jersey. He's also Kenny Pickett's private quarterbacks coach, and he joins coming up at 7:30 to tell us what he saw on Sunday. So there's all of that. I'll tell you what I see right through bright, great, wonderful Window Nation windows. And that's savings. Here we go. Window Nation there for you. Two free windows with every two that you buy, plus pay nothing, no interest, none of it, until 2025. Lower your energy bills. And let me tell you about your energy bills. You don't need to hear this from me. They're going up and up and up and up and up, and they're going to do the same throughout the winter. So the value of your home, you need that to rise. Your energy bills, they're going to rise too. New energy-efficient windows from Window Nation, they'll take care of all of that. So get in touch right now, 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION, windownation.com. A-plus rating from the BBB, that's Better Business Bureau. Average installer, about 17 years experience with over 20,000 windows installed at Window Nation. So buy two windows, get two for free, any style. From Window Nation. No limit, no minimum, no maximum. Buy two, get two. Buy four, get four. Buy 10, get 10. That's the way that it works. 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION. WindowNation.com.
Niners beat the Rams last night 24-9. Mike Tomlin speaks today at noon. You can listen on your Odyssey app, AUDACY, your Odyssey app. May he announce that Kenny Pickett is the starting quarterback. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Categorize this for me. It's J.J. Watt. Tell me, Crowley, you found this. We like to find compelling audio from around, not always local, especially not local a lot of times. Tell me what happened here.
Yeah, J.J. Watt's child has been going through some stuff, and then J.J. Watt himself, he had an arrhythmia the other day, or an irregular heartbeat, and they had to shock the rhythm back to normal. So this is him speaking after the game about how close he was to not playing in the game. Audio's not perfect.
All right.
For months, we've been looking at ultrasounds of our baby boy, and they're all extremely happy. And then, yeah, Thursday, we were looking at ultrasound of my heart. It was very tough. It's been a week. It's been a week, but happy to be here. Happy to. Yeah, I did. I mean, it's been tough, you know. It was just weird. Just weird. I have a baby on the way.
Save the game with that tip pass.
Yeah. Yeah. The boys played good today. I don't want to take away from the great game. The boys played a great game.
All right, that's not you, that's us. It just came out of one speaker. So if it was like you were at the swimming pool and the water was still in your ear, it wasn't you, it was us. It just came out of one speaker. But crazy stuff from J.J. Watt. Wish him well, going through some trying times and seems to be coming out the other side of it. But, yeah, J.J. Watt there. Really, really emotional stuff. Tony Rasiopi, quarterback guru. He has coached a bunch of different college coaches. He really helps out guys, or college quarterbacks, I should say, helps out guys to get into the combine, and is a personal coach, has really, really been vital in the growth and development of Kenny Pickett. He's as close to Kenny Pickett as anybody out there. We talked to Tony. He's in Jersey. We talked to him coming up next here on the Fan Morning Show. Test Football Academy, Jersey, that's our guy, Tony Rasiopi. He's the quarterback guru, works with so many of them, including Kenny Pickett, the now Steelers quarterback. How's that sound, Tony? Starter for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pretty prestigious organization, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's surreal. It's unbelievable. It's, we started working together 6 years ago, and I sat down with him, and I was like, what's your goals? You tell me your goals and I'll make a plan for you to follow. And he said, I want to be a first round pick and I want to be an NFL starting quarterback for a long time. And I said, okay, well, this is what you need to do. Don't A, when you're with me, B, when you're kind of on your own, and C, what you're doing at Pittsburgh, you know? So, and that kid followed it to a T. So I'm not surprised at all. Just knowing him as well as I know him and, knowing the way he's wired, you know, like how competitive he is, his work ethic, his ability to lead people, all the things that he is outside of a passer, I'm excited for him. He's worked a long time for this.
What did you see Sunday, and is it in an accurate sample size when a guy gets thrown into a relief role at halftime to really draw much from what Kenny did on Sunday?
Yeah, and listen, I was there, you know, which I never really get the games because I coach in the fall at the Hunt School in Princeton, which is, you know, we're like a top 15 in the country program. So I never usually get the games, obviously, in the fall. So it was, we had a cancellation, so I was able to get out there, which is, you know, perfect timing, I guess. But I saw a lot of great things. You know, I saw a quarterback that, you know, hasn't really taken a rep since the season started in practice, you know. And I think... You know, I think what you saw when he got in there was him. I think you saw, you know, his ability to process quickly, to see the field, to make quick decisions and throw the ball accurately with anticipation, which he's always done. His ability to make plays with his feet, right? That one third and six or third and seven when things broke down, he got outside and got the first down and moved the chains. You know, both his touchdown runs. I mean, obviously the sneak was on the one, but that wasn't an easy one. That wasn't like, you know, I got behind my line and just, they kind of pile drived and I walked in the end zone there. I mean, he got hit three or four times and kind of bounced off guys and found a way to get in the end zone, just like the other, you know, zone read one. You know, and listen, even the interceptions. I mean, I'm not the ever want to turn the ball over, but you know, he's going to find ways to get those playmakers the ball when there's matchups, you know, and whether it's a size thing, right, or, you know, with 6'5 on.
Whoa!
Oh,
is that a phone cutout? Is that a phone?
It is. You're not allowed to say good things about Claypool.
Oh, man. He was rolling. So Tony Rassiopi, Test Football Academy, we're going to grab him. Have a question ready as soon as he comes back on, Dorn. You ready to fire?
Firing.
That did sound like a phone runs out of juice.
Sounded like
though.
Lamont Jordan on
yes,
Friday.
Yes, it did. Yep. Oh, man.
I hope not.
I hope it wasn't because, oh, I think we got him. I think we got him back. Here we go. All right, Doran, let's go. Doran Dickerson, let's go. Fire away. We got Tony back.
Tony, we got you back here. So you were listing intangibles of Kenny Pickett, you know, throughout the game, but let's go back 6 years ago until now. What do you think is Kenny's best characteristic or best trait? What makes him really great? Name one thing that you're like, all right.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Kenny Pickett has it in this category.
I think his you know, as a lot of people say the word swagger, and I think that's a lot of things. You know, I think there's you know, underlying, you know, using the word swagger, but underneath that, I would say you know, confidence. That would be, he's got an edge to him. There's poise, and I'll say this, guys, like, you know, his ability to, I mean, how many people could go into a game, right, with however many people that stadium holds, chanting your name with all the pressure in the world, without practicing once, you know, really in 4 weeks, right, that with the first team running plays against who you're going to play against, and just have a calmness to you and a poise to you, but at the same time bring some energy into the huddle. And I think that, you know, I think his experience at Pittsburgh really prepared him. You know, I think early on in his career, I mean, you guys know, you live out there. Like, you know, there were some good games when he was, you know, younger, and there were some games that weren't great. And I think his ability kind of worked through that and, you know, kind of you know, develop a thick skin, you know, develop, you know, a certain work ethic and a confidence within himself has only helped him, one. And two, obviously, with the success that he had last year, almost winning the Heisman, right, and going in the first round. So, like, a lot of times it goes both ways, right? You have to be able to handle a tremendous amount of success. A lot of guys can't handle that. And obviously on the flip side, how do you handle adversity? How do you handle, you know, a bad loss and you don't play well and, you know, everybody talks about you for a week and, you know, with social media, it just doesn't end. And, you know, so he has the ability to kind of handle both situations, which is going to happen, obviously, throughout his career.
Tony Rassiopi of Test Football Academy, quarterbacks coach from New Jersey, who's worked with Kenny Pickett closely over the last half dozen years with us on the Fan Morning Show. And Tony, what struck me was the decisiveness.
Sure.
Is that something he came to you with? You helped him cultivate a little bit of both over the last five, 6 years?
I think that, you know, either you got it or you don't, I think, at that position. Right? I can take you and I can make you fundamentally better. I can teach you how to throw the ball better. I can add velocity and accuracy to you. I can teach you footwork. But you have to have the ability to see the field and process information quickly. And, I mean, look at the throw he made to Pat, right, where the one where he gets just absolutely smoked. And he puts it right on Pat and sees that field kind of open up because they ran that little bunch route, option route. You know, and get up smiling and saying a couple choice words, you know, to a defensive lineman, just knock them out, you know. So that's him, you know, it's bring it on. And you know, ultimate competitor, ultimate, you know, you're going to challenge me, let's go. And he's always been that way. So you know, to answer your question, I, you know, some things these guys are born with, other things it's kind of cultivated over time. You know, he was raised the right way. His dad was a hell of a player. His mom was a really good athlete. Their family's just a bunch of athletes all together. So, you know, it's kind of the perfect storm of him, the way he was raised, and obviously, you know, through this process, the things he's kind of learned over the years.
To that point, how do you expect that he takes a loss? And what does the extra week now to prepare and get those reps, do you think, do for Kenny?
Well, I think it's huge. I think that you know, if he got every rep in practice and played, you know, the NFL is hard enough for a rookie. You know, so the fact that he didn't get any and he got in there and did what he did, I mean, let's be honest. He was every pass he threw hit a Steelers receiver in the hands. And, you know, whether it was, you know, going 10 for 10 and obviously the two interceptions were throws that he gave those guys a chance. And, you know, bad break, bad bounce of the ball. And not that you ever want to turn the ball over again. It's not – he doesn't want to live in that world, and he knows that. But at the end of the day, he's going to give guys chances. And I think if you're a skilled guy and they got some really good ones that are young, you know, if he sees a matchup, he's going to find it and throw the ball. I mean, and he's a gunslinger, you know, as far as from a play standpoint. I mean, I just see the fact that, you know, really what, his first throw gets intercepted, you know, and he comes right back and he – you know, checks the protection to a six-man slide protection, and he throws a back shoulder fade to George Pickens, and not much room on the sideline there because of where the ball was on the hash. You know, he just sticks it right on his back shoulder. I mean, that's a gutsy throw. You know, and that's just who he is. He's confident in who he is as a player and a person, and I think that's just going to kind of, you know, cultivate itself through their team, especially in the offense.
Didn't have George Pickens at Rowan when you were playing, did they, Tony?
I did not. I wish I had George Pickens, man. I went to training camp for 2 days, guys, and it was like a show. Like, I told Kenny after, I'm like, he's ridiculous. Like, it's almost too easy for him sometimes. So, I wish I did. You know, I definitely wish I did.
Last thing before we let you go, got about 30 seconds left. Let's say okay. That you're sitting in a room. It's Matt Canada. It's Mike Sullivan. It's offensive minds or whatever. Forget the moxie and the grit and stuff like that. What's one tangible thing that people would want to see that are offensive football minds between now and the rest of the season from Kenny Pickett that they would say they want to see growth-wise?
I would say decision-making, you know, understanding the NFL game, the speed of the game, right? You know, what throws can I make with my arm talent? And I mean, he could make all the throws. I mean, that's the biggest thing with him. You know, if you want to – he's a passer, right? He's not a guy that gets back there and just throws the ball as hard as he can possible. I mean, he has a great feel of when to throw a touch, when to layer the ball over linebackers, when I got to get it up early to a deep, you know, a guy that's fast to the outside. He has that ability to judge trajectories and tempos, and that's what passers can do. And I think that I think you're going to see the biggest growth just from a repetitious thing in practice and when he gets out there. And I think the best thing about him is, listen, you know, if he's a starter this week in Buffalo and in that crazy environment against Josh Allen, he's the kid, you know, bring it on, right? First home start might be against Tom Brady. Not too bad. So, but that's who he is, you know. And I think, you know, his physical ability is elite, but at the same time, how he's wired makes him special, if that makes sense. You know, like, he can make all the throws, he's a good athlete, and he's tough, you know, all the things he can do physically, but what separates him is just his ability to see the field and just the way he's wired.
Tony Rasiopi, Test Football Academy. Tony, we thank you. We'll check in periodically if you don't mind. We appreciate it,
of course,
always, man. And have a wonderful week.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me again. And, hey, go Steelers.
There we go. There's Tony. Thanks, Tom. He has worked with him for 6 years, private football coach and coaches. I saw Iowa's quarterback, a bunch of different quarterbacks, big-time quarterbacks, have leaned on Tony, and they're doing it right now and going to him for one-on-one kind of work. So that's absolutely great insight from him. Rooting for, rooting against, coming up in just a couple minutes. Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus, top of the hour. Good morning.
Ian Rappaport reports that the Steelers are planning on starting Kenny Pickett now for the foreseeable future. Mike Tomlin speaks today at noon. You can listen on the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, your Odyssey app. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tony Rasiopi, you know, we had a discussion. Text us about this, 412-928-9370, because essentially it's your show. We just drive it. Should we have Tony on weekly? Should we have him on bi-weekly? Should we have him on regularly? Do you want a segment where Tony dives deep into the quarterback play every week? Because nobody knows Kenny Pickett like he does. So should we reach out to him and try to have him on regularly? You tell us what the right regularity of having Tony on, because that's an X's and O's guy right there. And he watches every Steeler game. He talks to Kenny Pickett at least once a week or so and goes over what happened in the game. He's a consultant to Kenny Pickett. So how often should we have him on? Would a weekly segment work or not? I think Adam asked that in the break, and I think it's okay to put it out to the listener. What would they want from Tony Rasiopi? So let's do that. So hit the text line, 412-928-9370. Rooting for, rooting against, right now. So, what you rooting for? Doran?
Well, we just talked to Tony Rasiopi, Kenny Pickett's quarterback coach. I'm rooting for Kenny Pickett's parents because this is – you know, as a parent, you always want to see your kids do well. And this is probably a very tough situation because you're going to analyze every single second that he's on the field. There's going to be some good times. There's going to be some bad times. There's going to be some people probably chanting bad things about him if he does throw interceptions. So I'm rooting for Kenny Pickett's parents, knowing that they saw the success of him last year, and hopefully they can see the success of him growing as a Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback.
I saw them on Sunday, and their tailgate was banging.
Oh, so yeah. So they're ready.
Yeah. There were a couple people in Jets jerseys, though, because they're Jersey people. Mm. And so I walked past and was like, huh.
So they didn't even know that he was getting in the game.
Correct. Right. So I wanted to stop afterwards and wonder how it was then, even though it was a loss. But anyway, rooting for, what do you got?
Rooting for Danton Heinen. I still don't know how this guy had a career year last year and the Pens got him on the cheap. His agent's failure is the Pens' success, I guess. Ripped one for what ended up being the game-winning goal last night in a preseason game up in Detroit against the Red Wings. It was on a tip deflection by Jason Zucker, but great reviews from him at camp so far, especially in the preseason opportunities that he had. So I'm rooting for him to be that kind of guy that, like Evan Rodriguez did last year, where he slides up and down the lineup, gives him a little bit of punch maybe occasionally on this line or that line, but is more of a steady third-line, bottom-six forward kind of influence as the Pens get the season started, what, a week from Thursday now?
I'm rooting for Kansas and Syracuse to be in the college football playoff, baby. Let's get those basketball programs in there. I want chaos. Introduce a little anarchy. Kansas, undefeated. Syracuse, I don't think they're any good. Doesn't matter. They're 5-0. I'm tired of the same old teams being in there. Run the table. Make the college football playoff committee make a decision to keep you out. I'm rooting for those two programs.
I am rooting for, and you imagine the flip-floppedness of Pony if Syracuse got good at football. Wow. All right. I am rooting for more of the hoodie shorts weather all week. It's supposed to be. That is the best. You know how like the 79 Pirates had like 45 different uniform combinations? That's the best uniform combination. Shorts and hoodie all year. It is my absolute favorite. When you can wear shorts, but there's a little tinge in the air, a little tick in the air, and it's cold enough to wear the hoodie with the shorts. I love that weather. Let's go rooting for more of it. Come on. All right. Doran?
The 49ers organization. Now, I know that they beat the Rams last night, defending Super Bowl champions, but I'm rooting against the organization because of how they beat the Rams. Two players that they had didn't want even being a part of their team this year. Deebo Samuel, they waited to the end of the beginning of the season to pay him. They said, you know, you could go test the market. See you later. And Jimmy Garoppolo, who they said, kick rocks. We're going to use Trey Lance. Those two guys went out there and balled yesterday. So I'm rooting against the unloyalty-ness, if that's a word, of
it is
the, the 49ers organization.
Unloyalty.
Yes.
We can go disloyalty.
Bastards. Disloyalty.
Either one or unloyalty-ness. I like unloyalty-ness, yeah, Dorenson. Yes. All right, what do you got?
What am I rooting against? Oh, we kind of touched on this yesterday and a little bit earlier with Jeff. I'm rooting against Gunnar Olszewski continuing to be back there on punt and kick returns. Calvin Austin should be ready. I would. I don't know about like physically ready or not, but eligible to return off of IR now that we're 4 weeks into the season. So hopefully he's healthy enough to actually get back there and do that stuff. Plus, I'd just love to see Calvin Austin involved in the offense as well. Another wrinkle that teams have to prepare for that's more than just Chase Claypool running 40 yards downfield and trying to jump real high. So kind of rooting for Calvin Austin, but since this is the against part, rooting against Olszewski.
I'm rooting against Albert Pujols retiring. I'm not a big Cardinals guy. In fact, I really dislike them. But just keep trotting this guy out as a DH and see if he can break the all-time home run record. He hit another one last night. He's in the mid-20s on the season. He's got an OPS almost near 900. You don't have to field. Play 100 games for the next 5 years, my man. Break that record. I don't want to see him go anywhere. He can still play.
I'm rooting against the continued growth of e-tickets. They're great to exchange, and they're great to give to someone else, and you just simply shoot them an email, and in that regard, they're wonderful. At the gate, they suck. They cause too much of a backlog. The sun glare hits your phone. The person's using the thing. I know you could probably print out the regular ticket or whatever, but they still use that same scanner. That world was a lot better when you handed it to Joe from Brookline and he was the ticket taker and he ripped it in half and handed you the other half. I mean, the world ran great that way. It really did. When you go to events now, one of the things I dread is getting up to the scanner when you go in, not being wanted, because I'm all for safety. You could shake me down, make sure I don't have any weapons. I have no problem with that. The part I dread is when the person pulls out that scanner and I'm pulling up my phone and I'm not allowed to take a screen cap. I got to find the original email and I'm scrolling through and they're the sweetest person. They're just damned by the technology that they're given. And we're both standing there and I say, hey, Tony, remember when I used to just hand you a ticket and you ripped it in half and handed me the other half and I walked in? Life was good. Life was good. They've screwed it all up. Anyway, let's go. Some feedback here. I want to hear how Tony evaluates Pickett and how he fits in the context of the Canada's offense, and I want to hear it weekly. Every week, bring that man on. He's a better offensive mind to break things down than either Canada or Sullivan or Tomlin. Let's bring him on. Tony weekly. He's amazing. His insights. Bring him on, especially as long as Pickett's playing. So, I don't know.
2-0.
Yeah.
There's
tons of text. I say we do it. I say we do it. And explain to Tony Rasiopi. We'll give him off on the bye week, on the off week, and we'd like him to study Kenny Pickett and how he fits into that Steelers offense and his growth and all of that. You think he'd go for it?
I'm shooting him a message now.
Yeah, Tuesdays? You think Tuesdays is good?
Thursday.
Thursdays. Thursdays could be good, and what to look forward to in the next opponent. Let's go for it. Tony Rasiopi, we'll see if he'll go for it. All right, Brad Spielberger, we know we have him on Tuesdays, and that's coming up in 4 minutes from right now. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet for a great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You find it at Sun Chevrolet. Here we go. That's the weather.
That's the weather.
Sure is. Thank you very much. Armstrong Comfort Solutions there for you. That furnace is going to need to kick on really soon if it hasn't already. You make sure Armstrong Comfort Solutions has you covered. Make sure that furnace is working in working order. So get an expertly trained licensed tech out to your house right now and have them check it all out. Call them today or book an appointment online. ArmstrongComfort.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.